And welcome to our BSPs. Our number is 855-500-7445 for free shit this morning. 855-500-7445. It's not shit. It's actually really good quality merchandise from our collectibles, as well as our clothing, as well as everything else. So if you're BSP and you're watching the thing here, man, you know, the pre-show here, give us a call at 855-500-7445. Okay. Couple of things happening here in the news. And not that it's a big thing, but let me see here, man. Firestone, congratulations. No. One of the things that I wanted, this Facebook removing fan pages. I had to go over to fan page and post some, or over to Facebook, I should say, and post something right now to the effect that Facebook is now violating its own community standards. It hasn't got the guts to live up to its own community standards. Ah, that's it. Hasn't got the guts. Watch here. I'll paste this. Excuse me. I fucked up. Excuse me. I kind of fucked up. Here we go. Da 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 da. And then we'll go over here and. It's like a drop in the bucket, a thing in the ocean. Actually, you know, that's the wrong page, man. I don't want to do that. We'll do this. Go over here, man. Do this. Yeah, yeah. That man. I wonder if that'll get anybody pissed off. Who knows? Who gives a shit? Post that. See, it's kind of tough, Facebook, you know, if you don't have the gut, you know, you want to make all, I said this, I really think that this is an important thing to say because it's, you know, it's all fun and games, man, until somebody gets hurt. You know, the whole, you know, the that sort of that new meme or mem or whatever the fuck they call that shit going around, you know, it's all fun and games until someone gets hurt, you know. And it's all fun and games to say, oh, we have community standards, no censorship here. Why, this is the internet, and it's the freedom. And let me tell you what talks, as the man has said. Money talks, motherfuckers. And if it's going to cost anybody any fucking money, and translate that into livelihood, you know, to be able to fucking live, to be able to live, to be able to have a life and a family and a home. If it threatens that, your free speech goes right down to fucking shitter. Now, of course, the law is the law. Free speech is free speech, and you have the rights to free speech. But wherever it can be curtailed in this society, it will be curtailed if it stands against somebody making some fucking money. And so, here is Facebook violating its own community. And everybody is going to say, oh, Facebook, good move. Sure, yeah, you know. What do I say? I say it shows Facebook up for what it is and what all of these fucking sites are, Reddit included, just a bunch of fuckers who are looking to, you know, improve their capital position. That's all. Reddit doesn't have any interest in free speech. All these fucking clowns that are over there moderating for free. Don't you understand yet, man? Didn't you read fucking Tom Sawyer? Don't you remember about whitewashing the fence, getting some other motherfucker to do your work for you? Okay? Nothing wrong with that if you believe in what that entity is about. Nothing wrong with volunteering your time and being, helping out. But just understand that you're volunteering your time for somebody who is, you know, compromising their own stated beliefs. The very thing you're volunteering your time for is not a real thing. It's a fake fucking thing. It's a fake bullshit world, you know. I volunteer my time. I moderate for Reddit because I really believe in free speech. Well, guess what, chump? Now you just got fed into the same fucking meat grinder and processor that everybody else got fed into. Reddit is not going to have free speech if it threatens their, you know, groovy fucking representative, spot on the grand dais of life's banquet. That was a long way of saying it threatened their position as a capital entity. So I don't know why this has just got me kind of, I'm very big on this issue of kind of calling out some of these corporations for the bullshit that they sling. Look, if a guy comes around and says, look, I'm about making money. You know, if you say you're for free speech, like when Clear Channel, back when the Muhammad cartoons came out, and I wanted to post one on my website, and I got this answer, we're trying to protect your safety, Phil. And I said, do you understand what we're doing for a living around here? I said this to the president of Premiere, or the whatever the fuck he was, the COO of Premiere. I said this to the COO of Premiere Radio Networks at Clear Channel. I said, what are we fucking doing here, man? Are we broadcasters or are we not? Are we actually a huge company like Clear Channel? Are we actually going to take these Muhammad cartoons off of these websites because we are afraid of terrorist reprisals in a country that is the free speech bastion of the world, in a country that that was the country that originally adopted the Bill of Rights, the first Bill of Rights for the common man in the modern age, adopted not by the French, not by the Russians, but by America, this my country, okay? We are going to take this cartoon down. And, of course, you get these cynical motherfuckers in their suits saying the following thing. Look, we're not going to make a point, man. It's going to cost people. Of course you're not going to make a point. You're not going to do a goddamn fucking thing but sit there and keep taking it up your fucking ass like you do every goddamn day and ask the rest of us to do the same thing. We're not going to be broadcasters. Jesus Christ. We only come in here and play at being broadcasters. We come in here and play at being superstars with our pictures on the wall and our this and our that and everything else, you know, and people coming up and licking our asses. You know, you think Sean Hannity or Rush or any of these guys are about free speech. I have nothing against those guys personally as broadcasters, but understand that they work for a company that is not a broadcast, it is not a free speech advocate as one might consider it. In other words, free speech isn't worth a pinch of shit unless sooner or later you're risking your very life in expressing yourself. It's not worth shit. It's just hot air. It's just hot air. You know, if you go out and put your life on the line about a lot of different things in terms of speech, I understand that. And not everything has to be life and death. But if you back off of your right to express your opinion because you're afraid someone's going to hurt you, then you have just bent over, lubed up, and taken it up your fucking ass. And I don't give a shit how badass you are, how big and bad you are, whether you're an ex-Marine, whether you're in the SEALs, whether you're a fucking politician, whether you're a corporation head, whether you're this or that. If you backed off of saying the very things that you know you should say, that you know you have a right to say because you're afraid of being hurt, then you have just taken it square up the ass, okay? And you might as well just, you know, revoke your chest hair because you know, you're done, man. That's one thing I can say for Eric Snowden. That's the one thing I'll say for Eric Snowden. It's too bad that he stands on the wrong side of the issue as far as I'm concerned, because at least that guy, he's basically taken his life and thrown it away based upon what he believes. Now, it may be a calculated risk. You know, Eric Snowden may be thinking, you know, sort of the book on this is going to be fanned. The film rights are going to be out through the fucking roof. If I can just get through this period, I'm with the Russians now, and God, I don't know what's going to happen. Is he going to go to prison? The best thing that can happen to Eric Snowden in terms of our society, you and I, is that motherfucker goes to prison. I don't give a shit what you think he was right in doing. If you are into civil disobedience, that, you know, like Oliver North, there's a motherfucker that broke the law. Everybody wants Bill fucking Clinton, impeached and thrown out of office, all this good shit, but they, the very same people that wanted Clinton out of office, they're sucking now Oliver North's dick. That guy broke the fucking law. So on and on it goes. This is the... No wonder kids are angry. No wonder we have alienated youth. I'm not talking about the fucking piece of shit that did the Isla Vista thing. That's just psychopathy. I'm talking about just regular pissed off and alienated people in this society, starting with kids. No wonder they look at us and say, why the fuck do I have to live the way you want me to when your motherfucking ass can't even from one day to the next hold true or hold fast to any beliefs you got? It's the same bitch that we had with our parents, and it's funny, we've grown up just to be like them. Exactly like them. At least in our minds, you know.
Oh, they're hypocrites.
All right, so there's that. Let me see where else we're going here. By the way, this is the last week of our customer appreciation week. On Friday, we have got a huge VIP package to give away for the one-man show. And I'm going to change the rules on it right now. And I'll post these rules. If, Alex, you're listening, you might want to send these on to John. But I'm changing the fucking rules on that VIP package. You cannot qualify for the VIP package on Friday unless beginning today... Well, I better not do that because that means everybody else that won, they get their ass, you know, thrown. Everybody else that, you know, okay, forget it. Never mind. I was going to qualify, you know, it would have been really cool to qualify for the VIP package. You had to have already won this month. So it kind of narrows it down into kind of a playoff, like a Sweet 16 playoff round thing. Ah, fuck it. All right, 855-500-7445 for the final week here of Customer Appreciation Week, where all of our BSPs enjoy the beauty and the wonder and the grooviness of a free prize from philandryshow.com. Here is Archduke Ferdinand, the guy that is played by Billy Bobson in the L.A. Canyon College production of World War I, the reenactment. The seniors do it to it, or whatever the fuck it was that that Justin McElroy says it's called. So there is the face as you look at Archduke Ferdinand, reminding you that as a BSP, you have certain rights. Never mind. All right, 855-500-7445 here. If everybody's won, I guess if everybody who's a BSP has won, we're done, man. You know. 855-500-7445 for a freebie. Now, getting back over to the news, here's California. Let me see if I can get this. This thing in Isla Vista is so misunderstood. California police lacked probable cause to confiscate shooter Elliot Rogers. Yeah, and I don't doubt it at all. I don't doubt it at all. These are the laws. These are the laws that protect the private citizen. Okay? This is the way it is, man. Now, you have to change things. You got to be able to say the following thing. You got to say, if we have a welfare check, then it is mandatory that the police enter the residence. It is mandatory on a welfare check to enter the residence. But that really gets into a slippery slope, too, because then you're saying, well, I mean, what are you talking about, man? It's they enter the residence. What if there's nothing wrong with me? What if it's a joke call? What if somebody just called up to say, check on so-and-so's welfare, and there's nothing fucking wrong with it? Does it have to be a relative? Does it have to be someone who is a legally connected to the person? I mean, you know, so there's limits in a free fucking society, man, and this is the shit that tests us, you know? I tell you, it's, to me, to my way of thinking, what you have to do is you have to just suck on it and cure the problem, which is the psychopath. And the one way to cure a psychopath is to put a fucking bullet through his head. Because you can't cure a sadistic psychopath. You just put a bullet through him. That's that, you know. Now, I know that probably rubs the, you know, death penalty people the wrong way, and it feels bad, and it's icky and ooey, and it's just so unchristian. Well, okay, fine. Whatever the fuck you want. I tell you what, have the motherfucker move in next door to you. How about that? You know, you can bring him fucking breakfast every morning. That guy has got one goal in life, and that is to fuck you up. Good morning. What's your username?
Mumblex Grumpf.
Say that. Oh, you already won, man, didn't you?
Yeah, you did. I won an iPad, but, you know, I won a coffee cup.
Oh, you won an iPad.
Hell yeah.
That was last month.
First on Earth to win an iPad.
I remember that, yeah. All right, yeah, you qualify, man. That's good. All right, Mumblex Grumpf. Yeah, I remember you from back. That was, in fact, I just got the bill for that. God damn it, we'll never do that again. I'm joking. I'm fucking around.
Yeah.
All right, man, so here is the question this morning. When I picked up that rifle, no, I'm kidding. When, here we go. When Harvey Weinman first came to California, he was coming from a state where he'd fallen off a Ferris wheel, bouncing all the way down until he hit the ground, and that's what forced him to leave that state and come to California. Do you know what state it was?
You know, that's one bit of trivia I don't know. I'm going to say Oklahoma.
It was Indiana. Indianapolis, Indiana, and he'd fallen off a Ferris wheel, and that was it for him. He moved to California after the experience that he had. All right, Mumblex Grumpf, we've got your information probably in triplicate. And, oh, I got to ask you what you want, right?
I will take a coffee cup, sir.
That's all you want, huh, the coffee cup?
Yep.
All right, you got it. A coffee cup goes to Mumblex Grumpf, Alex, and the email is on its way. And how's that iPad working out, man?
Absolutely freaking awesome, sir. Couldn't ask for a better item.
No kidding, man. So it arrived, and did you have to add on anything? I mean, I don't know how it works. Seriously, I've purchased it. I have an iPad, let me put it that way, but I've never set it up. The basic iPad is enough?
For me it is, because, you know, I just use it with Wi-Fi and all that jazz. So, yeah, for me, right. It's awesome.
Oh, beautiful. All right, man. Glad you enjoy it. Thanks a lot, man. And it's on its way.
All right. Thank you, Phil.
Bye-bye. See you later. There's Mumblex Grumpf. That guy won an iPad from us, and now he is a coffee cup winner. So that's technically, yeah, that's cool. All right, 855-500-7445 for BSPs on this, the last week of Customer Appreciation Week. And then, of course, on Friday, the final prize of the Customer Appreciation Week prize is the, you know, VIP ticket thing. And that's going to be a groovy fucking thing. Now, whether or not you'll be able to win that, I don't know. It could very well be that people are thinking that if they won before, they won't be able to win that. I'm going to have to consult with my friends and neighbors here in the broadcast edifice and go down into the bowels of our corporate nightmare and ask the goblins and orcs that work there unceasingly, untiringly, and unendingly, how do you want to play this? Do you want to play it so that when we give away the VIP package, nobody that ever won a customer appreciation prize or an iPad, none of those people are eligible? Do we do that? Do we sink to that depth? Do we allow ourselves to morally degenerate to that position? Or do we say, all bets are off, all BSPs are wide open and welcome to that? I would like to think that all BSPs are wide open and welcome to it and can do anything they want, whenever they want, if they want, how they want, wear anything, put anything on underneath their garments. That, to me, is the way to fly. All right? 855-500-7445. Good morning. What is your username?
L-O-C-N-I-N-E.
L-O-C-N-I-N-E.
Yes, sir.
Loch Ness?
Loch Nine.
Loch Nine.
Yes,
as in the gun? There's no gun.
No.
I know. I'm just kidding. No. All right. And where are you calling from? I forgot to ask Mumblex. Where are you calling from, man?
Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Bitchin'. Did you win before?
No, I have not.
Oh, wow. Okay. I think you're the second call we've had from Virginia Beach, Virginia. All right. Here is our question. In the early days of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, there was an operation that took place in and around the Washington, D.C. area by Jay Santos and his crew. What was that? Jay Santos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police actually were in the D.C. area, and it was because of what particular case? What was happening?
The Vince Foster case?
No. Vince Foster, you mean the guy that committed himself to suicide? That's a weird way of saying it. No, it was the DC Sniper. And Jay was belt sanding the paint off of people's cars.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes. All right, man. Not a problem. Lock 9. you're in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Do you know what you'd like? We have coffee mugs, shot glasses, keychains. We got all of the Tens of Beverly Hills T-shirts, Phil Hendry Show T-shirt, Je T'aime Lingerie T-shirt, Phil Hendry Show ball cap, all of the hard copy CDs, and all of the downloads available to you. And I think I covered
all. I would like the size of shot glasses
Yeah, absolutely. You get 4 shot glasses. That's our hangover package. And it goes out to Lock 9 in Virginia Beach, Virginia. It's great talking to you, brother. You'll get a confirming email, and you'll be rock and roll.
Thank you very much.
All right, buddy.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Have
Bye-bye. All right. So getting back to what we were saying. So we have one more prize to give away this morning, and then this is Wednesday. Oh, my God. Just one more day after this for the regular stuff from the merchandise store, and then on Friday, God damn. We ought to do a real big fucking thing on Friday, like have like an initial round, have people compete against each other, make it disgusting and difficult. I'm fucking around. All right. Our number is 855-500-7445 for the final prize to give away this morning here on our pre-show here for our BSPs. I don't know. You know, I don't write shit down. That way I'd be far better off doing what I'm doing. Some people have been asking me, Phil, what is this virtual studio behind you? This is a new virtual studio that you can see. It shows a map. It's kind of a newsman studio of some kind. Good morning. What is your username?
Mike.
It's what? Mice? Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yes. Hi. What's your username?
Lord Ryan.
Lord Ryan.
Yes.
L-O-R-D-R-Y-A-N, and that's, and where does Lord Ryan reside? Where is the Hillside Manor?
We listen to you in Manhattan Beach.
Awesome. Hometown, man. Or close.
Yeah.
You're just down the beach from me here. All right, Lord Ryan, and we'd say we. Is that you and the wife and the kids, or just you and the wife, or you and the friends, and you and the... Something.
We get as many people as we can, but,
cool.
But right, the kid's asleep.
Okay.
And the wife's right here.
All right.
We were trying to find your phone number real quick.
Well, I don't know if we're going to be in the yellow pages, but I'll tell you what. Stick around, Matt, because on Friday we have our VIP thing that we're doing. All right, here's my question for you, Lord Ryan, and we might as well ask you one from right there in the hometown. Jeff Dowder gigs at what club?
The Rusty Pelican?
No, that's our friend Chris Norton. Jeff Dowder, uh-huh. Jeff Dowder's band Dark Horse gigs at Mr. Pooh's in Manhattan Beach, and I think the Rusty Pelican that Norton goes to is in Redondo Beach.
But what's
the difference, right? I'm kidding. Okay, man, what would you like this morning from our cachet of great things? We have the Phil T-shirt, the Je T'aime T-shirt, the Teds of Beverly Hills T-shirt, the ball cap, the shot glasses of 4 or 5 keychains, the coffee mug, all of the downloads, all the hard copy CDs, anything for you, man.
Well, my wife's Norwegian, and she would love a coffee mug.
I see, and I get the tie-in. Not. She just likes the idea of a mug, right?
No, all the Norwegians I've met love coffee.
Right on. Okay, that's cool. Norwegians are cool. Swedes are suspect. Norwegians are all right. Okay.
Norwegians would say that too.
Yeah, or as we like to say, the Norwegians. All right, man. Thank you very much. And the stuff's on its way to Lord Ryan there in Manhattan Beach. You'll get a confirming email, brother, and it'll be on its way. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Best
Thank
of the family.
You so much.
All right, man. Bye-bye. He's married to a Norwegian woman. Yeah, my woman, she's strong like sea spool. That's Hispanic. Well, that's it for this morning. We'll do it again tomorrow morning, and then we have, like I say, the hugey, woogey, big-timey kind of a thingy. I'll take a lot of shit from Margaret for all of that.
What do you mean, the woogey? Good God, are you talking baby talk now to your listeners?
No. Margaret, no, I'm not. So that's where that's at this morning. We're going to do it again tomorrow morning. And then Friday, we ought to plan some kind of thing. I don't know what it would be, but we should plan some kind of cool-ass thing. And we'll plan something that will make the giveaway of the VIP package to our one-man show on the 5th at the Hollywood Improv A Night to Remember. Well, it's going to be A Night to Remember anyway, because you're going to have two tickets. Two VIP tickets, and the VIP section is sweet. It's elevated, all kinds of really groovy drink service, blah, 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 all this good shit. You may think, is it ringside? VIP is better than ringside. VIP is close to the exit, so in case... Yes, okay, thanks, Alex. Alex confirms, he agrees, all BSP members have a chance at the... VIP package, no question about it, even if you've already won merch this month. So if you've already won merchandise this month, yes, you are qualifying for the thing. And I think that that's a very groovy idea, indeed. So as I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted by myself, the VIP package will include not only... Let's see now. Should not be a problem. I've been making these notes. God damn it. All of these fucking emails. Sure, let me know what day works out. Oh, God almighty. These cats, man. I love you guys. You know, it's all great. It's all good. But, you know, I just want to get my TriCaster back, and then we can start talking about buying new equipment a little bit later on. An email blast went out to all of our BSPs, as well as everybody that's on our mailing list, and it has all of the stuff that you cats are eligible for when it comes to our VIP package. I know it includes the tickets. It includes, I think it's like, the two-drink minimum and more. Is it unlimited drinks? Nah, I better not quote you, but I know it covers your drink minimum. Also, a gift pack of merchandise from our shop, so you get kind of a swag bag of stuff, and a meet-and-greet and a photo op with me, and we can talk and discuss. This, by the way, you will not be able to meet Ferdinand, Archduke Ferdinand. He is dead. He was assassinated. I'm sure right now he doesn't mind. He's probably in heaven, but back then it probably sucked. And we also are going to have for everybody that attends the show a place where we can sign some autographed pictures. Guess what we have? Autographed pictures. Woo! I mean, it's only been, 8 fucking years, no more than that, like 10 years since we've had an autographed picture and you may think it's kind of a bullshit thing, but people ask us for those. You know, they say, have you got an autographed picture, Bill? I've had one guy asking me for an autographed picture now for 5 fucking years, this poor guy. And I keep saying, we're gonna. Well, we finally have pictures that were done. We finally have we finally got the thing to do it, man. So let's get ready to rock and roll and do the funky chicken too. Here on the Phil Henry Show, and we leave our pre-show. We join now, tune in, and listen live. And good morning, and welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show here at philhenryshow.com for all of our listeners on Listen Live, as well as everybody listening to us on TuneIn. Good to be with you. We're going to get set to rock and roll here. I was just talking to the pre-show audience about our gig on the 5th at the Hollywood Improv. Be quiet there. At the Hollywood Improv. And, what is this, man? What am I hearing here? Oh, I know what it is. It's this goddamn thing. I think. Here's a note for you, Alex. Let's start the show at the beginning of the music, please. Begin the podcast at the music. No preliminary. I know you probably just did that for the show on. You probably just did that for the show on Monday, so I don't even really need to say anything. All right, are we ready? Set? Ready to rock and roll? Phil Henry Show.